Hello, and welcome to the Nintendo Teens Podcast. I'm your host, Tommy Savoia. This is my co-host,
Tia Savoia.
Today, we're going to talk about the Nintendo Wii U, as well as the release of the Nintendo 2DS. If you would like to contact the show, or if you have comments, you can contact us at nintendoteens.com. Okay, so everybody knows by now that a Nintendo Wii U isn't the hottest console on the market. People blame that on the name. A lot.
The name?
Yeah, the Wii U. You see, how they made the Wii U, how they made the icon look like, it has the Wii, and then it has a little box and the white U under it. Yeah, people started thinking it was like a suitcase or something.
What?
Consumers, they're the people that Nintendo needs. But the consumers don't understand the product, and if the consumers don't understand what your product is, what you're trying to sell, and if they just think it's like an add-on to the Wii, you're not going to sell a lot of them, because if people see a $300 controller, they think it's just a controller for the Wii U, they're not going to buy a $300 controller for the Wii.
Oh, speaking of an add-on, that's what I kind of thought at first when the Wii U was first released, because it seemed like, since it also came with the Wii remotes and the Wii console, it looked like, and like it comes with the Wii U pad. I thought the Wii U pad was just something you added on, like the Kinect and the Xbox.
I don't think that the Wii U, it doesn't come with the Wii remotes. I think it's just the gamepad, because they want you to buy the Wii remotes, because that gives them more money. But the main thing that's their gimmick. People think that Nintendo's all about gimmicks, but Nintendo, they make innovation. Without Nintendo, you know, the PlayStation Move probably wouldn't have been invented. It would probably be invented years after that. Kinect, you know, the Wii brought in motion control. I'm gonna say perfected motion control.
At least in gaming.
Yeah, I don't know if it really perfected it, since I had a lot of problems with my Wii remotes.
Well, yeah, but they kind of started it when it came to gaming, because then everyone else started copying off of them.
Well, yeah, I don't really think the PlayStation Move caught on. It was more of the Wii, but. Yeah. The 3DS, it had almost the same price as the Wii U when it was launched. It had $249. That's a lot compared to now. Now the regular 3DS is $169.
How do you remember all these prices?
Well, I have to study this stuff.
Yeah, but like, even when you're not really studying, you seem to remember the prices so well.
Anyway, the 3DS had a price drop, which helped a lot. It price dropped by, I think it was around $80, if I'm doing the math in my head correctly. $80, so that made it drop to $170. I don't know if I'm doing this right, but.
You don't need to worry about that too much, I guess.
The 3DS had some very good launch software, like Super Mario 3D Land, I think is the only one that basically kept them all going. But later on, the 3DS actually did catch on. The 3DS, people didn't really like it at launch, but when they started getting more software and people started buying it, and now it's one of the best-selling handheld console of all time. I think it surpassed the Xbox 360's sales, and that's popular. So I actually think that the Wii U, since it has some good titles coming out, it's probably going to turn around. You see, it has The Wonderful 101, Pikmin 3, upcoming Sonic Lost World, Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, Super Mario 3D World, and a year later, Super Smash Bros. For Wii U and 3DS. I know that's going to be a big hit. I don't really understand Well, I understand why Super Smash Bros. For the 3DS, because they want to, it's about time they have a portable Smash Brothers. I've been dreaming about it for years. But if
literally?
Well, no. not literally, but you know what I mean. But if they're going to release it for the 3DS too, and the same goes for Sonic Lost World, people are probably going to opt for the 3DS version if they have a 3DS. If they make the 3DS version as admirable as the Wii U version, then people are going to go for the 3DS version, and they're not going to buy the Wii U version for the Wii U.
I don't see too many differences in the 3DS and Wii U version of the game so far. I mean, just like the outlines and maybe the stages being based off of handheld consoles instead of home consoles in the 3DS version, as well as maybe the controls being a bit different, but I guess that's the only difference.
Yeah, actually, Smash Brothers, I think the Wii version has better graphics, but the 3DS version probably might get better sales since it's portable. Anyway, I was going to say that if Nintendo keeps releasing these games that also have the 3DS and Wii U, then people are going to opt for especially if they're, like, console sellers, like Smash Brothers would be if it was solely Wii U and Sonic Lost World. They actually have a lot of first-party titles that are exclusive to Wii U that could keep it going. So I think also with the price drop, the $50 price drop, they actually might have a chance against the Sony PS4 and the Microsoft Xbox One, the X-Bone.
X-Bone. It looks like it's spelled X-Bone when people type it. But it looks like that to me, too.
Also released? Actually, it wasn't released. It was scheduled. I think it was, the same release date as Pokemon X and Pokemon Y is the Nintendo 2DS. Now, I almost flipped out when I saw this. This is just the weirdest thing. I mean, 2 years later, they announce a new console. It's not really new. It's like the 3DS 0.5, except it's not a 3DS, it's a 2DS.
Oh, one thing about the 2DS. When I first heard the news about the 2DS, I was just wondering why, like, where Nintendo was going with this, but now I realize it's probably for the little kids so parents can actually truly restrict their kids from using the 3D if they don't want them using the 3D effect on the 3DS. Although, with people that are more of older gamers, I guess you'd say, well, that aren't little kids, you could just turn off the 3D if you want to, and the 3DS, you can close it.
Yeah.
It's like, the 2DS is more like, kind of like an iPad.
No,
it bugs me that you won't be able to close it.
I don't use the 3D. I completely forget about it half the time I'm playing it. But, you know, little kids, they're curious. So, they're going to want to see, cool, 3D without glasses, I'm going to use it. But that's not good for kids ages 7 and under. So, I think it's good that Nintendo's doing this, like, because parents, when they see that their kid's going to want Pokemon X and Y, because Pokemon X and Y is popular among all ages, and a lot of little kids like it, you know, so they're going to ask their parents if they can have X and Y, or if their birthday is coming up, or the holidays, so they're going to ask for it, but their parents are going to say, you don't have the system for it. So they're going to see, then they're going to look at the 3DS price, and they're going to you're not going to buy this. But then they're going to see the 2DS on the shelf, and that's priced at $129.99. So that'd be $30, which is $40 cheaper than the 3DS. And since 3D is restricted from it, they won't have to worry about their kids looking at the 3D. Also, that's interesting about the 2DS, you can't close it. That's
just what I said earlier.
That's one of the best things about the DS, that you can close it and you can put it in your pocket. This actually comes with a little sleeve, but like you said earlier, it's like a tablet.
The 3DS, so it's easier for everyone to carry around compared to the 2DS, because like the 2DS is big and it's also kind of thick. Oh, I just forgot now. It was,
It'll come to you.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, so, you know how, I forgot it again. Oh, you go on.
This is probably what you're going to say. The 2DS is, it's one screen. The 2DS is one screen,
oh,
except
it,
the shell, it's just one big screen, and the shell separates it and make it look like two screens. When you open it up, it's actually the same size as the original 3DS would be opened up, not the XL, the regular one. But it's actually just two screens, and then it's all big, one big touch screen, except you can't touch the top screen because that's covered with plastic or whatever. But you can touch the bottom screen. So I don't see how Nintendo can make the games work the same, but I don't know, they can, because they're Nintendo. They're the big N.
Oh, I remember now. Okay, so I believe that the 3DS is definitely still going to get more sales than the 2DS, and when you think about it, like, sometimes I walk around in, like, a place like Target or Walmart or wherever, and I see little kids, and they're using the 3DS. So there are kids out there, they already have the 3DS. There's probably not going to be any chance that they're going to get the 2DS if they already have a console that can play 3DS games.
Surprisingly, I'm biased towards the 3DS, but I'm just going to support the 2DS on this because the kid... Let's face it. Some odd percent of the chance that you're going to break your DS is because the clamshell snapped. That's what happened with our old DS Lite we had a few years ago.
Well, yeah, that's why you got to buy a case.
But I don't, if you're playing it, the case can't do anything because it's sitting there next to your lap. The clamshell is going to break if you're rough with it.
Or if you're playing it while you're walking around, which you probably wouldn't want to do, but we do it anyways.
I was especially worried, like, Face Raiders, and with the 3DS camera, you have to move that a lot with the gyro sensor. And I'm afraid I'm going to break that clamshell someday. So the 2DS, it's like a giant controller. I know the 3DS is like that, but this is more of it because you hold it and your fingers are always on your index fingers are always on the top because that's where the triggers are, on top of the top screen because it's just one big,
pad,
yeah.
Thick thing. But, it's kind of thick with it being thick, because you know how like, a lot of phones, like, a lot of the newer phones, they're kind of thin, and I see a lot of people breaking them. Like, all my classmates that have those kinds of phones, they break them at some point. And so, maybe...
Like the Galaxy S3.
Yeah.
I can't hold that thing. I don't know how anyone can hold that.
But, so maybe with the 2DS being thicker, I guess it's like, you know how kids can sometimes be reckless with stuff. If they drop the 2DS, I guess it'll be less likely to break, I don't know.
Yeah, well, 2DS, I guess people are bashing it on the internet, but, you know, you don't have to buy it. It's there, but you don't have to buy it. I don't hate on this little kitty tablet thingy. But, you know, the 3DS, like I said, it's going to have some good software out, so 2DS sales are going to go up, 3DS sales are going to go up. But, especially with the Pokemon X and Y coming out.
Oh, yes. I already pre-ordered X.
But... I think, you know, Animal Crossing, it's the top of the 2DS tier. People love it. I think Pokemon's going to take that place. Because I honestly didn't... People are, like, gushing about Animal Crossing, but I had Animal Crossing. You had it, too. But, you know, we're not kind of that kind of people. We didn't enjoy Animal Crossing as much as we'd enjoy, like, older games like Pokemon Pearl or Diamond or something. So, you know, when the day's done, you can't do anything. You said dig holes and bother your citizens and stuff.
Animal Crossing has been around for a while, like the Animal Crossing games. They've been around for quite a while. Are you just talking about New Leaf?
No. Yes, I am. But Pokemon's been around longer, so. And, you know, Animal Crossing, it's actually limited. You see IGN saying, you know, this thing's unlimited and there's nothing you can't do in here, but I don't know. It just didn't appeal to me. And I actually prefer Pokemon. It's more action-y.
Action-y.
Yeah.
That's not a word.
It's my second favorite series, second only to Sonic the Hedgehog. Sorry, Nintendo. I just have to side with them in this one.
Well, Sega and Nintendo do have this deal going on, but...
It was weird. I saw that...
Kind of unexpected.
I woke up one day, and I was on the ceiling, and I looked, and the birds were walking around, and people were flying, and I looked on the internet, and Nintendo and Sega, they're in a partnership. This is just weird. But I guess I can't say that, because they've actually collaborated with a lot of stuff.
It'd be really weird to wake up on the ceiling. I don't know how that would happen. But...
Yeah. Anyway, I guess we're running out of time for this episode, so... If you'd like to download the show or contact us, you can reach us at nintendoteens.com. Our theme music is Presenterator by Kevin MacLeod, courtesy of incombatech.com. And, do you have, anything to say? Yeah. Nothing?
Well, not much for the moment, but what?
Nothing to bash with you this week.
Well, I guess I already got it all out in the episode.
Okay, so I guess that's it for our show today. We hope you enjoyed it, and thanks for listening. So until next time, stay in the game.